Restoring My Soul, Monday the 18th of August, The Fellowship of Headship. Adam and his wife had been made one by the Lord through the covenant of marriage. They would continue in this oneness on the condition that they remained joined to the fellowship of headship at the Tree of Life. From their fellowship with Yahweh Elohim each evening, they could proceed together in the fellowship of one spirit to do the works which Christ had given to them. Adam's works were to cultivate and guard the Garden of Eden. The woman was a comparable helper to the man in his work. As the vessel of headship, Adam would receive from Christ the headship order of life which originates from the Father. As the Apostle Paul stated, "I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of woman is man, that is, her husband, and the head of Christ is God the Father." Christ was the head of Adam, and Adam was the head of his wife. Adam would receive from Christ the agenda for their marriage and household, as well as the capacity to make offering according to his sanctification. Adam received this agenda and capacity as he and his wife communed with the Lord at the Tree of Life each evening. As they met Christ together at the Tree of Life, the woman individually would also receive from Christ a reflection concerning her sanctification and an understanding of the nature of her works as the wife and helper of Adam. Through her submission to the Lordship of Christ, she would receive capacity to submit to her husband as unto Christ. She would honour her husband and walk in fellowship with him as they participated each day in the will of God for their marriage. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 2 verse 15, Malachi chapter 2 verse 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, and Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. For further study, Ephesians chapter 1.